This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations has been working on brokering a civilian evacuation for the last Ukrainian stronghold in the eastern Ukrainian port of Mariupol. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As the bombs rain down on Mariupol, a couple and their child sit around a table outside having lunch. Speaking to AP journalists, the father looks up and says, "Life cannot be stopped, right?" Meanwhile, holed up in the Avostal steel plant, up to 1,000 civilians are living below the ground, trapped and unable to leave. Possibly thousands more Ukrainian soldiers are also stuck in the plant, and at least 600 people are injured. One soldier, lying on a stretcher, recounts his injuries. Small piece of foot gone, two fingers are missing, deep wounds in the legs, lacerations on the shoulder, on the arm. He also explains that the resources are low. "We're too long in the blockade, encircled. We're on our own supply, and they're depleting." Yulia Fedusyuk, the wife of Azov Regiment fighter Arseniy Fedusyuk, pleads for his safe evacuation.
"We are hoping that we can rescue the soldiers too."
I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian forces fought Saturday to hold off a Russian advance in their country's south and east, where the Kremlin is seeking to capture the industrial Donbas region. Western military analysts said Moscow's offensive was going much slower than planned, while Russia claimed on Saturday to have struck more than 380 targets overnight. The General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces said the Russian military's efforts to capture targets were not succeeding. He said the fighting continues. Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, reportedly was targeted by mortar and artillery shelling on Saturday. You can keep up with all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two gunmen killed an Israeli guard at the entrance of a settlement in the occupied West Bank, according to the Israeli army on Saturday. Soldiers deployed to a nearby Palestinian town in search of the attackers. In an apparently unrelated incident soon after the attack in area late on Friday, Israeli forces shot dead a Palestinian man in the northern West Bank village of Azun, this according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Israel's military said soldiers there shot at suspects who had thrown firebombs at them. Israeli authorities say the shooting in Ariel increased the total number of people killed by Arab attackers in Israel and West Bank settlements in recent weeks to 15. United Nations agency estimates Israeli forces have killed at least 40 Palestinians since February, when tensions started to rise. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has called the attacks since last month a new wave of terrorism. Serbia on Saturday showed off its new Chinese-made surface-to-air missiles and other military hardware purchased from both Russia and the West. Members of the public and the media were invited to the display at a military airfield near Belgrade, where Chinese and French missiles were lined up beside European Airbus helicopters, Chinese armed drones, and Russian MiG-29 jets. Serbia is striving to balance its partnership with NATO and aspirations to join the European Union with its centuries-old religious, ethnic, and political alliance with Russia. Belgrade has voted against Russia three times at the United Nations over the war in Ukraine, but stopped short of imposing sanctions against it. Nepal has banned imports of cars, alcohol, and other luxury goods to conserve foreign exchange reserves. The move comes as spiraling food and fuel prices stemming from the war in Ukraine strain an economy already battered by the COVID-19 pandemic. And much of Washington is ready to party like it's 2019, rather, before the coronavirus at the annual White House Press Corps Gala. The Correspondents' Dinner. Julie Walker has more.
It's the return of the White House Correspondents' Dinner following a two-year absence because of the pandemic. The Roast and Toast Black Tie Dinner features President Biden, with The Daily Show host Trevor Noah headlining, but COVID remains a threat. Vice President Kamala Harris tested positive this week, and Dr. Fauci is skipping. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explains Biden's decision to attend.
He felt that was important and made a risk assessment to do that in consultation with his doctors and healthcare team. I would note that we also take additional precautions and steps.
The Correspondents Association requires those attending to be vaccinated and show proof of a same-day negative test. I'm Julie Walker. This is the return of the White House.